Good morning, WSGW, 6:42, your morning team, Friday edition. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you, through the online listening of WSGW.com, which is presented by Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com online. You have the on-air representation on 100.5 and 790. And you have Alexa and Siri finding WSGW. This Friday, April 16th, 2021. A little extended fun. A little Stevie Wonder for you. And I guess it's appropriate to say Little Stevie Wonder because this was Little Stevie Wonder. And Fingertips 1 and 2 were putting him into the spotlight.
Was that 66?
Yeah, 66, 65.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I'd have to get the
well, Dave.
The official
Dave
year
could help us.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I understand. And the reason I'm using this, going into the news, I stumbled, literally, I guess figuratively, but in a literal sense of when you're online, you're doing some stuff, and all of a sudden you see something, you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting to see that. What's this? And you click, and it's like, oh, this is kind of interesting. I saw something that was from Yard Barker, which I thought was an online site dedicated more to like sports,
yeah,
and things like that. In fact, I actually had to look up to see. Yeah, an independently owned digital media property focused on the publishing of sports and entertainment news and information. So I suppose entertainment does fall into this. But it was talking about Yard Barker providing a list of the ultimate Stevie Wonder playlist.
No. Well, how would you even go about that?
Exactly. Isn't the entire playlist ultimate?
Pretty much.
So I thought, well, let's look into this. I thought we'd have a little fun with this.
Except for, I just called to say I love you. Sorry. Every artist has a miss. I know that was a huge hit, but that's...
Well, was it a huge hit because it was a huge hit song or because of its association with the movie? Wasn't it Woman in Red? Was that the one?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, not Woman in Red. So what was the movie it was from?
Are you sure? It wasn't...
Krista Berg was, I'm thinking.
Woman in Red. No, the Woman in Red, that was Gene Wilder and... I can picture her. She was in the movie called Weird Science. I'm drawing a blank. Charles Grodin was in it. Why I remember that, I don't know. But I think you're right, Charlie. I think that was in the film Woman in Red. Yeah. Lady in Red is the song you're thinking about, the Chris.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, Lady in Red. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and the ultimate playlist, there was like 25, maybe 30 songs. I had to pare it down, so I just chose 10.
Okay.
And I thought we'd roll a few of those. It's always, hey, always good to hear from Stevie Wonder. Saginaw-born Stevie Wonder, of course, we might add. So here you go. And again, very subjective, obviously, this list. This is just Yard Barker decided to put together. But here are some of the songs they included, and see what you think. So besides Fingertips 1 and 2, by the way, which is one of the songs on there, is this one's on there.
The fourth.
Got to have this one on
there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Sure is.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'd agree that one belongs on there. Here's another one. Oh, this one certainly belongs on there as well.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyone that can make that a lyric deserves recognition. And Stevie, he had that ability to do that.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah, so that's good stuff.
Of course.
Now, and you know, as much as I love Stevie Wonder's music and, how legendary he is and the ties we have, as we said, Saginaw born, Michigan, and all that, and I'm no expert in Stevie Wonder music. One thing I know that is so fun about his music is, as much as I think his lyrics are phenomenal in a lot of ways, sometimes it's just the instrumentation, the music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially the way some songs start, and you just want to listen to that as much as you can because it just sounds so cool. Especially this one. I mean, come on.
Of course.
This is just legendary in the way that it sounds and has that nice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how cool is that?
Very distinctive.
Yeah, yes, very distinctive.
Oh, then especially when he gets on the synth here. Oh, yeah. Timeless classic.
Yeah. Very superstitious. And he just launches into those cool sounding lyrics. So yeah, it's like, you know, I could just listen to the intro over and over and over again.
I always like when he introduces the harmonica for a few seconds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you know, very few effectively use their harmonica like Stevie Wonder has his entire career.
Right.
Not many.
And this one is a song, you know, again, going a little bit further into some of what you hear all the time. But I do recall this, and I liked it again because the music, but the words are certainly part of it. Do you remember this one? Haven't done nothing, yeah. And at least the horns, too.
Yeah.
It's always good use of the
multi-layered sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and speaking of horns, I mean, come on, is there a better song than that?
Sir Duke, of course.
I mean, what a cool intro.
Yes.
I got another one. I can just listen to the intro over and over. And this is Yard Barker's list. It says the ultimate Stevie Wonder playlist. They had like 25, 30 songs. Music is a world within itself. I've just taken like 10 of them.
Don't worry about the things on there, too. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
I'll give it a little bit more of this, only because this song has one of the best all-time, I think, lyric lines ever. You know what lyric line? Here it is. Right now. Just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. I mean, come on. That is just, what a great line that is. I mean, so many songs you could put right there that have a groove, but just not in the groove. Well, here's another one. Again, we talk about the music, and just again, you could listen to this over and over and over again. Remember this? I think this is his tribute to Bob Marley, wasn't it?
I believe so, yes.
Master Blaster.
Yes. Reggae feel to it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, in a matter of just a few songs, you got this horn work, this guitar work, this reggae sound. I mean, yeah. Man. What a genius.
Oh, that's what he is. Yeah. Musical genius.
And if you're going to have Stevie Wonder and things he's done, and of course, the causes he's supported and the ways that he's had effects on so many things in our lives. You have to have the tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Got a couple more here for you. And this one, well, this one.
I'm sorry. I just.
But you know why I included that?
It's on the list. It's on the list.
But yeah. I specifically included that because I wanted to say, like you, a lot of people, as much as they think the song is fine, it's a nice song, they just didn't think it was that classic Stevie Wonder feel. It sounded more like.
It's where the 80s had ruined him, like many artists.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this was in the movie Woman in Red with Gene Wilder and Kelly LeBrock. That was
Kelly LeBrock. Oh,
I can remember her name.
All right. And this one, I had no clue. Of all the things about Stevie Wonder, I had no, maybe you knew, Pat, that he had done this. But this song, it's a cover version song.
Try to see things my way. I've heard this one. Oh, yeah, I've heard this cover a few times, yes.
I had no clue.
I have heard this. That's good. It's a good cover.
It is.
And he makes it his own.
Yeah. You know, it kind of stays true to the.
It does, but it makes it Stevie.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder rises just. What? I never knew he did this. Wow. Think of what I'm saying. Might even have heard this over Linda McCartney. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at this list and so many other great classics, too, that obviously you don't have time to play. So, I mean, yeah, it's hard to argue with the list, although I know. But that's why people make lists.
They do.
So you can argue, debate.
And
there are probably some songs that have been left out.
Create some memories and jog some, I forgot about that one. Or what about this one?
Right.
Yardbarker and its ultimate Stevie Wonder playlist.